News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
First 24-hour city bus service in the country began actually operating just this weekend, and it's the Bus Éireann route, the 220 in Cork, and it began operating through the night from yesterday. So we're asking this morning, does Dublin need to follow suit? Our reporter Ciara Phelan went out on the streets of the capital to find out.
Great for Cork people. Wish we had it in Dublin. It's absolutely necessary. It's a disaster in Dublin with taxis and stuff, so, and a much cheaper option to get home and probably safer as well. So.
And would you use it yourself?
Yes, definitely.
It's really a good incentive for people to safely go out and drink and not attempt to drive home. I think it would be great if it was rolled out across the country.
I'd use it because, like, I've gone out in Dublin before and you have to wait until 5 or 5:30 before the first train goes out of Dublin, and you know, the buses aren't that regular.
Dublin should follow suit and get it in. Like, I'm only maybe half an hour away from Dublin city centre, but I wouldn't really go out in Dublin because there's no way you really get home and taxes cost a fortune.
Yeah, it'd be a great service for both young and old, especially older people, help to get them out of their homes and that sort of thing, reduce isolation.
Okay, just the views of some people on the streets of Dublin there. Now we're joined by Brian Caulfield, who's the Associate Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it really feasible for a city like Dublin, the capital city, to have a 24-hour bus service?
Yep, it would be very feasible for a city like Dublin to have this type of service. There are a number of comparable cities in the UK and across the world that have these services. And it's not as if we're building new infrastructure for them. We're just running buses at later times. So it is very feasible.
What about demand? Like, is there demand? Because we have already, you know, the likes of the Nightlink operating, Bus Éireann run some routes, particularly from commuter areas. But this is very specifically, I suppose, a city-based service. Is there demand for something like this?
That's the key question. Is there a demand for it? I feel that the way we work currently is changing, and that the hours of service for bus, urban bus services like Dublin Bus, should be extended. Like this morning, I got the first bus from where I live, and I was on it at 10 to 7, and the bus was full. So that would, to me, indicate that there's a demand for earlier buses, and perhaps this 24-hour bus service would work. And by 24-hour bus service, I'm not saying that there should be one at the same frequency that there is currently at the moment out in the city, but that they may be every 30 minutes or every 60 minutes.
How do we ensure, though, that it doesn't turn into the likes of kind of a rural link or a local link in parts of, you know, in rural areas of the country, that this is, you know, specifically on the routes, perhaps the likes of the 46A or bus services running along the N11, where you do have quite a number of people commuting into early shift hours, like?
Well, I suppose in a city like Dublin, the population would dictate that it wouldn't be the smaller buses, and it would dictate that it would be along the routes that currently have a service. I know as part of the Bus Connects plan, this is in there, that there would be these 24-hour services in the plan.
We were making the point earlier that, you know, while look, it would be a really progressive move for the likes of the transport operators or, you know, for Dublin Bus to put a service like this on 24 hours a day. But I mean, ultimately, if it's costing the company money, the taxpayer will inevitably have to pay for it.
Yep, true. The taxpayer would inevitably have to pay for it. But, you know, I think public transport compared to private transport gets an undue kind of focus in terms of the cost and the economics. Like, we don't look at motorways and toll bridges, etc., that are empty during the night to say that, you know, they're not performing, and we look at them that way. There would be costs associated with it in terms of the finance, but there's also costs related to security and noise, etc. as well.
That's actually, you know, one of the points that's been made from even some of our texters over the past hour as well. It's the cost, it's the security, it's the associated costs. It's the fact that even the Lewis tried to trial a service like this a number of years ago and it had to be halted indefinitely. Is this going to sort of kind of, you know, increase further calls for the likes of the transport police that we've previously heard about in recent months?
I suppose it depends on how it works, and you'll always get certain people that won't use this type of bus service because of fears around security and safety, and perhaps it is something that would need to be focused upon if a 24-hour service like this is to be rolled out. But we're not talking that a new piece of infrastructure to be built. It is just extending operating hours, so it, like in theory, it should be quite easy to do. But you're right that the the policing needs to be right before we launch it.
Just looking at some of the texts, Brian, even coming in from people this morning, and one of the points that they're making is that, you know, some texters are saying they'd actually prefer the likes of a Lewis service or a rail service to be offered, that that might be more beneficial. You know, is a rail service overnight, would that be more realistic?
Probably not, because of the cost associated with running rail will be higher than running a bus. And when rail isn't running, you know, the downtime is used for repairs, etc. I know they trialled something like this similarly in Copenhagen, and that's one of the things that they came across in Copenhagen. But there's no reason to say why you couldn't get over these problems. They're not insurmountable.
Just maybe finally for the moment, Brian, because we're just interested in kind of getting people's views on this, and it's 5-3-106 at a cost of 30 cents. Just want to ask you about the idea. You know, I suppose the Green Party have been kind of calling for an initiative like this to be rolled out, a 24-hour bus service in Dublin. The fact that it's progressive and it would entice more people maybe to actually leave their cars at home. We've so many people in their cars commuting to work this morning. Do you think, is that an incentive?
It's an alternative to the car, but it's a hard sell first thing in the morning to get somebody that has a car parking space onto a bus. And that's why all of the security, etc., needs to be in place. All new, like I agree with the Green Party, all new public transport offerings are good. It's sustainable, it's green, and it's giving people an alternative.
Okay, thanks for joining us this morning. That is Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin.